From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. John Glasscock will be paid $180,000 a year to be Columbia's city manager, under a contract that will be introduced for first reading at tonight's meeting of the Columbia City Council. The council is scheduled to take a final vote on the contract at its August 19th meeting. The contract also calls for Glasscock to receive a $285 monthly vehicle allowance, health benefits, and vacation and sick leave equal to what other city workers get. The contract says Glasscock will be appointed city manager as soon as he lives within city limits. Currently, he lives in the county, and he has until January 1st to complete this move. Federal data indicates the number of drug overdose deaths has increased in Kansas and Missouri, even as national drug fatalities decline. The Kansas City Star reports that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released provisional data in July, projecting the overdose deaths in Kansas rose from 326 in 2017 to 341 in 2018. It also projects that Missouri's overdose deaths rose from 1,406 in 2017 to 1,635 in 2018. Randall Williams is the director of Missouri's Health Department, and he says more than 1,100 of Missouri overdose deaths in 2018 involved opioids. Both states have expanded access to naloxone, a drug that counteracts opioid overdoses. The city of Columbia has named Jeff Jones as its new police chief, citing his longtime involvement in the community and on the police force, starting in his teen years when Jones volunteered as a police cadet. KBIA's Janet Saidi has more.
Jeff Jones has served as interim police chief since February 3rd, speaking at City Hall this morning to a crowd that included his grandmother, his wife, children, and nephews. Jones paid tribute to his fellow officers, regional law enforcement leaders, and his mentors.
I'm thankful for all of the support I've received from the community, other partners in the city, and the amazing members of the Columbia Police Department. This works because we work together, all of us.
City Manager John Glasscock says there was no point in conducting an expensive national search when Jones has interacted so well with staff at all levels and with community groups. Tracy Wilson-Kleekamp is the president of the influential group Race Matters Friends. She says she looks forward to working with Jones.
He has a lot of work on his plate to do. There's a lot of changing around to do, and so I think our job as a community is to support him but also hold him accountable. So I think that's what we're good at.
Jones says his priority and his challenge will be to keep Columbia's citizens and its police officers safe. I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News.
I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.